It's Worldview Wednesday, and for the last couple of weeks, we've been thinking about how godly men and godly women can fulfill their responsibility in discipling or passing on wisdom to the next generation. We see in our culture, in America, that children rarely spend any time immersed in the company of adults. Rather, they are usually in the company of other children. But we know this is not good for their wisdom development. So last Wednesday, I gave some suggestions on how churches could change the tide in this area. Today, I want to give some suggestions to parents as to how you can change the tide in your home and incorporate some very practical ways of teaching wisdom to your children. The first one is simply this: teach your children your role in their life. Let them know that God has determined that you would be their parent, and as a follower of Christ, you want to be a faithful follower, which means you will be the authority for them and not necessarily a friend. Explain to your children the goodness of having the protection of authority in their lives, and this will serve them for the rest of their lives. Here's a second idea. Give your children a code to live by. A code is a simple list of expectations. So for example, the code in our house is that the Johnsons are people who serve the king, they do the work, they love the family, and they fight the enemy. And under each of those headings, we have certain ways and strategies, biblical ways and strategies, in how we will accomplish those tasks, understanding the whole time that it only happens through abiding in Christ. Here's another idea. Use milestones to teach them about what is to come. When our children turned 13, we gave each of them a special birthday party where we invited close Christian friends and relatives to a party where each adult shared what it meant to be a godly man or a godly woman. And they brought a corresponding gift to what they were trying to teach our sons and daughter. It was powerful. And I pray that it will not be forgotten by my kids. I also sat my boys down and my wife sat my daughter down to explain to them what they could expect as they entered this new stage of development, what they could expect among their friends and what we expected for them. We laid out what it means to be a developing man or woman and how we wanted them to attack this new phase in their lives. All of this having to do with wisdom, letting them know that there were people there ready to help guide them and lead them as they lived their life. When you pray today, please remember Juan Fernandez and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. And also remember the Yoramba Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.